Flop learns to swim. Flop the penguin was nervous. It was time to his first swimming lesson.
Hurry up, called Dad at the top of his voice. We don't want to be late.
Hey, what about breakfast? Cried Flop. We don't want to be hungry either.
Just a small one, said Dad. Too much food will give you a cramp.
Down by the sea, Flop got cold feet. He tucked at Dad's flipper.
The water's freezing, said Flop.
Let's go home for more breakfast. Dad took no notice. This first things to learn about swimming, he began, is to relax. But Flop didn't feel relaxed. He felt cold and wobbly.
What if I can't do it, Dad? He whispered.
Everyone will laugh. Just then, a group of young penguins rushed past him.
Watch this, Flop, they cried.
One by one, the penguins dive into the sea and covered Flop with spray.
Brr, brr,
Flop's beak began to chatter.
Please, Dad, said Flop, I want to go home.
But Dad was beginning to enjoy himself.
Never mind them, he said, watch me.
Flop shivered miserably on the shore.
Splish, deep, splosh, breathe.
Dad began his demonstration.
Splish, chin, splosh, up, he gasped.
Now you try, Flop. Flop took a deep breath and watched towards Dad, but then he tripped and fell beak first into the water.
Help, help, yelled Flop. I am drowning.
Dad scooped Flop out of the water. He patted him firmly on the back. Flop choked and spluttered.
I don't want to do any more swimming today, he whispered.
Now it was Dad's turn to choke and splutter.
Call that swimming, he bellowed.
Now, for heaven's sake, Flop, please concentrate. Flop tried harder and harder to swim.
Dad tried harder and harder to teach him. But the harder Dad tried, the louder he shouted.
Please, Dad, said Flop, I'm not deaf. I just can't swim. Dad gave a huge sigh and one last demonstration. But it was no good. Flop just couldn't do it. Dad waddled back to the shore. He sat down with a plop, the picture of disappointment. Just at that moment, another father arrived in the bay. His young daughter was swimming strongly beside him. Flop's dad grounded and put his head in his flippers. Flop felt so sorry for his father that he did a very brave thing. He bobbed carefully out to sea until the water reached right up to his beak. Then he swam along with one foot on the bottom.
Look at me, look at me,
quirked Flop.
Well done, Flop,
beamed Dad. He started to strut along the shore. "Well done," beamed the other dad. Then he took a closer look at Flop's father.
"Why, it's old Shorty," he boomed. "I haven't seen you since those terrible swimming lessons. Our fathers nearly deafness us. Don't you remember? In the end, we went along with one foot on the bottom, just to keep them happy." For some reason, Flop's dad couldn't stop coughing. Flop was fascinated. Fancy that penguin calling his dad Shorty. And fancy that swimming along with his foot on the bottom.
Flop began to feel relaxed. He wrinkled his toes in the water and gave a little chortle. Then, all of a sudden, he gave a great whoop of delight. "I'm swimming! I'm swimming!" he cried. And, as he shouted, Flop flipped onto his back and waved both feet in the air just to prove it.